Hey everybody, PC Mike Wendland here. It's the start of a new week, and here's my daily tech report for today. Well, it doesn't take much experimenting with Facebook to know that this one's true. A new study out this week from the Pew Internet and American Life Project is noting that the number of people over 50, isn't that supposed to be the new 40 now? But anyway, the number of people, maybe it's the new 30, but the number of people over 50 on Facebook has doubled in the last year. That's pretty significant. Increase of over twice what it was in 2009. And they were talking about people 50 to 64 years old. It grew 25% now to 47% of that group says they use Facebook all the time. It works out to something like 88% of all of them are on Facebook. And that's pretty significant. 20% of online adults, 50 to 64, said they use it every single day. That's up 10%. Now, there's still more younger people on Facebook than the older folks, but that trend is pretty obvious. There's a couple of big Facebook groups called Your Mom Shouldn't Be Able to Go on Facebook, stuff like that. And then they just started this week a new one called College Only, which totally bans parents and old people or employers or anybody else from seeing the status updates and photos. It was founded by a 23-year-old kid who says young people just don't feel comfortable sharing their updates. He says, we don't go to parties with our parents, so why should they see what we do online? I looked at the site this morning. I can't get on it because I'm an old person, but it kind of tells what it's all about, because there's this buxom co-ed with a lot of cleavage showing, and the motto of the site is Connecting College Bodies, but no old people on this Facebook alternative site called College Only. Old people, they're all on Facebook. A couple other things in the tech news. This week's going to be a big week for Apple. They've got a big music event in California coming up on Wednesday, where they're probably going to introduce some new iPods. Remember the iPod when it was hot before the iPhone and the iPad came? So we'll see some new things there, smaller, probably more powerful, and, you know, cooler packaging, who knows. And then the other big story on Apple has to do with the iPad. And it's interesting. It's being used a whole lot more in professional circles than it has been before, particularly with doctors, lawyers, professionals in other fields. It's not a laptop replacement, but you're finding all sorts of people carrying around it. A lot of attorneys, for example, have been using it and finding it's great to keep a lot of their briefs on it and all their notes. People can easily take that iPad everywhere. So attorneys, doctors are using it to check patient records and also to check medical library stuff, script information. You're going to see lots more uses for the iPad. And, of course, college textbooks, that's the next big thing we're going to see on them, as well as the continuing trend to read books like through the Amazon Kindle application on the iPad. And lots of other tablets coming up. There's a whole bunch of Android-based tablets. If you just look at PCMike.com, you'll see lots of stories on them. Almost every day we're getting a picture or learning something new about a new device, a new Android iPad competitor. And that's typical with the Droid. As the Droid takes over more and more in terms of the mobile phone market, we'll see Droid tablets competing with the iPad. Tablets, mobile phones, Facebook. That's our tech news for today. You have a great day, a great week. Remember, if it works and you can afford it, you know it's already obsolete. See you later, everybody.